You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to Smokes episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. I'm your host, good old boy Barger, and to my left is good old boy Rich.
Glad to be here, Coach.
Good to have you, man. Good old boy Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
And good old boy Mike.
Yeah, I'm here to bring wrath upon everything once again.
Yeah, we nailed it for that one, didn't we? We're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before How to Lose Friends and Alienate Yourself. And just after, does this rag smell like chloroform?
That's my favorite pickup line.
Right? As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, anything that is smoked. As for today's segment, drum roll please, we will be hanging out with our buddies at Artista Cigars. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry. If you miss anything, you can download the full episode from anywhere you download podcasts from. Apple Music, Spotify.
Anywhere?
Yeah, you name it. Anywhere? We're there. We're all there.
Yeah!
But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where is your buddy?
Lars, shouldn't you be watching the kids?
Oh, don't worry. I have them on the buddy system.
Body system?
Yeah, have a look. Buddy!
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 I love it every single time I hear that. It just makes me laugh. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episode where all the cigars speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, Cigar 101s, and that episode should pop right up right in front of you, and follow the link in our show notes. Good old boy Barger, which is me, gets the honor of going over our Smokes ratings today.
Like how he can read his own notes.
I know.
It's just, you read.
It's such a great moment of accomplishment.
I'm really learning so here, proud. Guys.
We
I'm
can
really
put anything in
here.
Front of him. He'll read it.
That's right. You just put it in front of me. All right. We'll be smoking and discussing these cigar ratings and rating them with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes ratings plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. One, this sucked before it was even lit, or as we like to call it, Mike's rating. Two, at least I lit it. Three, I would smoke this again. Four, how much you out for him?
Magnificent.
I got it. I forget that one every time. Five, where are they? I need a box. So, Benjamin, why don't you go over the lineup today?
Yeah, the cigars we'll be reviewing today are the Artista Midnight, the Harvest, the Rugged Country Series Cimarrone, and the Polita 60 Anniversario.
And there's another one at the end that I didn't tell you until you get to your notes.
Surprise.
All right, good old boy Mike's going to take it away with the Artista Harvest.
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention was another episode that we actually got to talk with Kevin Newman from Artista.
What up, Kevin?
Definitely. Dude. take a look at that episode. It's actually a video episode, one of our rare ones.
It's called available. The California Pickle Tickle. Is that what that is?
It's called Cooking with Kevin. Oh. And it's a really great conversation, you know, that we had with Kevin. Very interesting background. I mean, a lot of the way that he approaches cigars is the way that he approaches cooking. That's kind of his frame of reference, how he kind of charges into managing this product line. And so we actually talked about his background actually cooking. So that's why it's called Cooking with Kevin. And so it's a great episode. It's a great conversation.
Speaking of sirens, huge shout out to Juan with Artista Cigars.
Okay.
Makes the best espresso at the PCA.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That was good.
He kept me going, bro. Kept me going. Love him. Love you, Juan.
Barger and Kevin are on the first part of that episode, and then I joined them for the online episode, which is audio only. For another extended discussion. So definitely, if you enjoy our discussion about Artista and you're going to come and actually learn a little bit more about the person behind this brand, definitely check that out.
Definitely check it out. It's a fun time for sure.
Yeah. So the first cigar we're going to talk about from Artista is called Harvest. The Artista series is a novel approach to blending tobaccos, representing years of hard work, development, and learning from failure and capitalizing on success to bring you our best work yet. The Artista Harvest features a supple, I can't speak that word without laughing,
supple,
top grade Sumatra wrapper, a flavorful Cameroon binder, and a filler blend that is unlike anything we've ever offered. There is the wrapper, which is top grade Sumatra. The binder is Marifel Cameroon, and Benjamin's going to talk about that in just a second. And the filler is a Dominican proprietary blend. Ooh,
I would have butchered the hell out of that binder.
Top secret.
Yeah. So Benjamin actually did a little bit of hustle. We were sitting here, and I'm like, well, who's Marifel? And I'm like, so you figured it out.
I think the conversation went, what's Marifel? Yeah.
I didn't say that.
And Benjamin was like, actually,
I've seen that in my Marifel before.
Marifel? That was the way you said it. Yeah. I didn't say it that way.
Like your Marifel vision?
That's right.
But super cool piece of cigar history, right? The Cameroon wrapper. Being for me one of the more sought after wrappers, I tend to enjoy a lot of things wrapped in Cameroon. The original Cameroon leaf, though, does come from Central Africa, and the Marifel Cameroon is actually a specific grower of this Cameroon wrapper. So Rick Marifel and his family have been growing the Cameroon tobacco wrapper for over 140 years in Central Africa. It's prized for its flavor. And the more impressive part of this wrapper for tobacco is that it's grown in some of the most dangerous and corrupt areas of Central Africa. So not only, you know, is you get to utilize this beautiful product, right, out of a very, you know, dangerous and chaotic place.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Here are some of my notes on the Artista Harvest. This I did not mention the size, which is a
what's the girth?
54x5.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
Mm. Again,
I'll give you the widest part.
You know, here are some of my notes. After fighting tons of construction issues, bad draw, it went out twice, and then there were burn line issues. Yeah, I was like bobbing and weaving through it all. It's kind of spicy up front with cedar and pecan nuts. And then it kind of moved to a mild profile with some stone fruit kind of thing going on. So, definitely not the favorite of this product line for me.
Really?
Yeah.
So you gave it, you know, your good old mic rating?
I did. Mm. And I am just not a fan of construction issues. It's just too easy to hit the mark and do it right, you know. And I just, when I'm having to fight through something like that, I just wasn't a fan.
So what were the issues?
Everything. So, yeah. Bad draw, you know, burn line issues, you know, just general construction, and actually went out twice, you know, so. And then, you know, the one we're going to talk about later, you know, had some similar problems. Rich, what did you think, man?
I actually kind of liked it. It was a little bit, I think I didn't have any construction issues on mine, so maybe that has a lot to do with it, but it burnt nice. I thought it was full flavor, but I didn't feel like it was real complex.
I wonder how your humidifier at home is.
I had this in a fully humidified bag. I am not going to take any grief.
Bag.
I had stored it the whole time.
Is it, a Ziploc with a hole in it or something?
Yeah, that's exactly how I keep things regulated. No, it was with the Boveda bag.
Man,
so,
I loved the Harvest.
Huh.
I mean, I've probably smoked half a box of them by now.
Yeah, I was about to say, you like them because you probably smoked like eight of them. So,
yeah,
you
know. I mean, well, the thing is like, I'm a little biased to people that I like and, you know, love and appreciate. So, like, I've smoked quite a bit of the Artista line, but even before I got to know them, like, I was smoking the Buffalo 10s. I was smoking a lot of, like, the Paper Boys. The Paper Boys is my jam. Like, it's that dog walker size cigar that, you know, we all love. That Paper Boy is so good.
Yeah, I panned it.
Yeah, absolutely. but the thing is like with the Harvest series, like I really enjoyed, it's a very middle of the road for me. Like it's mild, not overly complex, but that little bit of that Cameroon pops out in the flavor profile, and I think that it gives it that really good kind of little bit of spicy wash to it. Does that make sense?
100%. This one, for me, especially being more familiar with the like Buffalo 10 experience, and then that being my introduction to Artista, getting into the Harvest series, this one was a step up for me. This is the one that actually kind of,
I agree,
you know, elevated
definitely better than the Buffalo 10
opinion
series,
of it. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, you know, like, They're doing some things here. It's still, you know, a great purchase, right? Like, the price point on these things is solid.
Yeah.
You know, box press is not my
favorite.
$10.
But
that's, you
for
know,
sure.
We could have a whole episode about why I don't like box press.
So let's give it a rating here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go 3 across the board. I say across the board, that's because that's the first thing that pops into my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know. We all know you gave it a 1.
I think Hose Mike.
Yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
So we just rated the Artista Harvest cigar. Thank you for coming back from the ads, and I hope you buy all of the things from them. We rated the Artista Harvest a 3. Now, next up, good old boy Benjamin has the glorious pleasure of telling us all about the Artista Midnight, which is another Harvest series.
Embrace the dark.
Embrace the dark.
The Artista Midnight series is a novel approach to blending tobaccos, representing years of hard work, development, and learning from failure, and capitalizing on success to bring you our best work yet. Artista Midnight is our first premium full-bodied cigar, featuring a dark Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. A Connecticut shade binder offers sweetness, and the filler tobaccos from 3 countries impart an incredible flavor profile. Those 3 countries on the filler are Nicaraguan, Dominican, and USA blend. Cannot say enough wonderful things about the Artista Midnight. This thing, even, you know, obviously, from the branding perspective, it looks in line with the Harvest. So just thinking originally,
just holding it in my hand,
just originally thinking that this was just going to be a darker shade wrapped version of the Harvest. This thing is a completely different animal, right? Upon further investigation, completely different blend, big chocolatey coffee notes. Subtle spice. The retro hell on this thing gets a little bit more spicy.
I really like the retro.
And it's one of those cigars where, you know, you're not supposed to retro hell too many times, right? It'll definitely mess up the olfactory there.
I did the whole thing.
But I caught myself like trying not to retro hell this cigar because I really enjoyed it so much.
What I really like is how the Connecticut shade blended with the Ecuadorian Habano. And I think that the subtlety of the spice that's in it with the cocoa notes of the Habano is I with that Maduro shade, man. I thought
it was going to be a doormat, you know, to the wrapper.
You're a doormat.
And it was not. No. You know, I was like, wow, okay, this thing's kind of like standing up to it.
No, this is a great smoke.
Oh, totally.
I felt like I thought it was going to be a lot fuller than it was. So it was a little surprising to me that I felt like it was a bit smoother than I had anticipated. But again, it had a lot of good, like a spice flavor.
Yeah.
That left that flavor in my mouth.
Yeah, that Connecticut like going.
Well, it's that aftertaste, you know, that you kind of take around with you. But, yeah, it's really good.
And I think
very enjoyable.
You know, I think Rich nailed it, right? He expected it to be maybe like a little more fuller, a little more punchy than, you know, because of its shade, right, and have a little bit more power. And Artista rates it the same way, right? Like, this is full-on, you know, top-end spectrum of body and strength.
Sure.
And because it was so smooth and well constructed and blended, this thing was an easy sip, and you know, it was very, very enjoyable from a smoking perspective.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was awesome. And like I said, I'm a big fan because I've smoked quite a few. So I may be a little biased. Let's just throw that out there. You know, full transparency here, folks. I really like all the things that they do in their profiles. So
best stick like in the lineup like. For me, hands Same. Down.
Yep.
And, okay. You know, I'm reading through my notes, and I don't get to type this very often. Oh, my.
Oh, really? Oh,
nice. Yeah. Such great flavor.
That was the same thing you said about me the first time.
Is he going to rate this a 2?
Full wood, leather.
I'm shocked.
You know, a little subtle spice, really great construction, you know, around this. I remember that I was about a third away through this stick, and I was like, I was just enjoying some water with it initially, and I'm like, I really want to see, you know, I don't know, I want to try something different. And I went and grabbed a Spanish gin, one of my favorites, Vanagander is the name of it.
Say that 3 times fast.
Yeah.
Spanagander.
Yeah, really fabulous Spanish gin, and just had it was straight up with, you know, a gin and tonic. And wow, I just was ready to put up a sign, you know, by me that says, go away.
Yeah. No, go away or I will taunt you a second
I was
time.
Like, wow. I think probably the only thing that I didn't like about this is I wanted another stick and I didn't have another one. And I was like, wow.
Oh, I can make that happen.
Yeah. It definitely was a game changer. Probably one of the better Maduros that I've had. And again, you know, my comment about I really thought the Ecuadorian Connecticut was just literally going to be a do nothing experience. And I'm like, well, this is just going to be, you know, all smoke and, you know, this heavy overtone from the Maduro wrapper and the, you know, the rest of the cigars is going to sit there and go, whatever, man, you know. And I liked how it was a really elegant cigar. I loved it all the way.
Well, let's give it a rating here, boys. That's a 5 across the board.
Yeah.
And I mean across the board.
See, I can say nice
You
things.
Just gave a cigar a 5. I did. Don't know.
It was a great stick, man.
Is this what a stroke feels like?
This is
I think I'm having a stroke.
Am I dreaming?
That's right.
Here's some, here's some new personal lube for you.
That's right.
Watch, go in the corner and enjoy the moment.
This is spearmint flavor.
Yeah, right? There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, Rugged Country Series. Cimarron. Is that Cimarron. Cimarron?
Yes.
Is that what Rich is going to go over that with Cimarron. Us right now? Tell us about it.
This is a wild, raggy river cuts craggy, snow-packed peaks, raging rapids slash through sparkling granite shores dotted with tall pine trees flowing to a landscape with saturated riverbed.
Is this a movie about Rich something in Switzerland? Or what's going
it's
on
called
here?
Alone. Oh it's God. Called Alone.
I think it's the process of making that gin you were just talking
about. I'm
waiting
for Julie Andrews to hop out and go, the hills are alive. Sorry. Go ahead,
all
Rich.
Right, keep going.
Sorry.
All man. Right, these are the Cimarron regions of America and the inspiration for Cimarron cigars. One is a spicy Maduro complemented with hints of earthy sweetness. The other is a mellow Connecticut shade that enhances notes of cedar, leather, and earth. We've selected rare and exclusive select tobaccos for a smoking experience like no other.
And we're going over the Maduro.
This is the Maduro. Yes, wrappers, a Mexican San Andreas. The binder is a Dominican rare.
Negrito?
Yes, Negrito. And the filler is a Colombian, Dominican, and USA blend.
That's awesome. Well, this is actually one of those cigars where it kind of feels like a... it's very deceiving. The banding is very deceiving because it's banded as a budget, like a cigar.
Really?
Almost all their cigars are under...
It's embossed, man.
Almost all their cigars are under $10. So that's a good price point for me. So this banding is a little plain for me. So it's like a green and white banding with Cimarron on the label.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into subtle, simplistic labeling, right? I think that there's a lot of brands out there that really try to go over the top with the band and really trying to sell you with the window dressing,
the cigar.
You know.
And it covers up half the wrapper.
And I think that, you know, what they're doing here from Artista is really just keeping it simple.
Yeah.
Right? Keeping the... They're putting their money into the cigars and the blends and the tobacco, right? And then, you know, obviously putting their band on it, you know, so that you know what you're smoking, but not trying to beat you up with it.
No, right? I get that. I wholeheartedly understand what you're saying. Like, the way that they keep their price point down is to keep it simple, for sure, 100%.
And it's the Rugged Country Series, man. What's it supposed to have?
But, like, I don't know, like a 4x4 on it or something, like a monster truck or something. You know, some mud. I don't know.
It's not from Murray, Kentucky.
Well, you know, we can't win them all. But anyway, like, it's very deceiving.
I feel completely underdressed for the discussion.
So let me just cut this
wife beater on.
Cut the sleeves off your shirt in a second. Just for me, and we've had this discussion multiple times in here, in this room and in other rooms. That
are you saying Mike is right again? Room.
No, well, maybe, I don't know, but I'm a sucker for branding, and we all know that I'm a sucker for branding, and I love their branding on their Harvest Series, how they do their labels and their color coding on that, and then it's just hard for me to go from that to a simpler band. But what I have found is that, man, that product really speaks for itself. That Cimarron cigar is fantastic.
Fantastic.
And I when I first started, I really wanted to be like, oh, okay, it's a budget stick. Let me just see what it's about. But dude, I was wrong. And you could put that in writing and tell my wife.
What'd you say?
It's fine. I was wrong. That cigar was freaking awesome.
My comments here about the Artista Cimarron. A bit spicy up front, kind of rather mild for this particular wrapper. Some off-flavor thing that was going on in the middle of this. You know, it was just
your
fingers. Just kind of a average, you know. Dominican, you know, Colombian thing going on. I don't know. It was just okay.
Did you smoke the Connecticut by chance, anyone?
I did. I smoked it.
They're rating the Connecticut as fuller flavor than the Maduro.
I concur.
Did you see that?
Yes.
You agree with that?
100%. I think
that's interesting.
Well, I just think that that's one of the cool things, and that was going to be my talking point about this, is that even though the Maduro leans to be, or would make one think that because it's a darker shade, that it's going to have...
I am here. More,
that's exactly right.
It's, why don't you sit down?
It's going to have more body or strength or what have you. I feel like this was more of like the dessert spectrum of Maduro, though it does have that depth of flavor profile.
Yeah.
I thought that the strength of the cigar was very medium, very approachable.
So it's like having Kevin whisper in your ear, come here, I'm not going to hit you.
And the Connecticut for me had a bit more body.
Yeah.
Right. It had a bit more strength to it, which I think is also, it's just that juxtaposition shade versus strength.
I wonder if they're trying to teach us a lesson about the branding and the band and the colors.
Could be.
Don't judge a cigar
Some of their other brands are kind of simplistic as well, like the Buffalo 10, like we talked about, the Paperboy.
Yeah.
Like those kind of are simplistic bands, but their whole packaging and motif is what they go for with that.
Yeah.
So those comes in five packs, you know, that are brown paper wrapped, and you don't really see what's in it. And so it's definitely interesting I agree with what you're saying.
And
basically,
I think the other thing that Rich is trying to get to is that don't judge a cigar by its wrapper.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Just because you may be a bolder, full strength, full deeper flavor smoker doesn't mean that there's not a Connecticut out there.
Sure.
I'll smoke half of the stick and then walk back in and say, can I have another Midnight instead?
right, for sure. All right, well, let's give it a rating, fellas. What do we got? That's going to be a 5 across the board.
I think you need to work on how averages happen.
I think this is not. What do you mean?
You have to look beyond your own hand, Barker.
It's majority rules.
Okay, it's all right.
It was 2-1.
Yeah, for sure. It's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, good old boy Barker's going to have the.
Polita.
Yeah. Speaking of myself in the third person.
Polita.
I'm going to talk about the Polita, the 60th Anniversario series. In 1956, a humble cigar roller in the Dominican Republic, Ramon Polita Rodriguez, established Tabacalera El Artista. Beginning with a single blend and a dream to build a factory, Don Polita launched a legend. In 2016, we revisited the original blend that made Don Polita famous. Sparing no expense, we sought out the original tobaccos for a true vintage smoking experience. We developed a true to the original blend of 6 exceptional tobaccos, including tobacco grown and aged by our own skilled craftsmen for an unmatched smoking experience. The Polita 60th Anniversario features a rare Negrito wrapper with a velvety, smooth Dominican cacao finish.
Cacao.
So on that, I got a wrapper of a rare Dominican Negrito. I got a binder of Dominican Criollo 98
Criollo,
and a filler of Nicaraguan, Dominican, Colombian, and a USA blend.
So this is the one where they went out to recreate the original blend.
Yeah,
yes,
but they didn't use the original tobaccos. They used
the original branding, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they were looking for the flavor, right?
So basically, to my understanding, and I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, then just tell us in the comments. What happened was they probably had some of the older stuff still available.
Right.
Or some of the older already rolled cigars maybe still hiding. And they smoke them and say, well, we want something like this.
They were just saving them. They're not hiding.
Sure.
I had this conversation with somebody. I was at an event today, and they were talking about, oh, do you have some of those super secret special releases in the back? Or like, did this come out of a special barrel that somebody forgot? Like, nobody forgot about the barrel. Nobody forgot about these cigars, man. They've just been saving them.
Yeah, the federal government won't let us forget.
My goodness.
Yeah, we know it's there. We pay taxes on it every
year.
That's
exactly right.
Right.
And, dude, that was my side. I said, you don't forget things that you pay taxes on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think I've walked into a cigar shop and go, hey, man, What do you got in the back?
Yeah. I love it. That's my favorite thing to ask everywhere I go. Just to see people's faces.
You got some blends and some really
and some I'm the best brand truck all the way here.
That's where we Polito, you know, cigars from 60 there. Years
that's
ago.
That's where we keep the Swisher sweets.
Where's right. the Pappy at over right. there? So I, you know, this is my favorite cigar of the. Of the
are you guys keeping track? That's his third. Yeah. That's his third favorite.
Yeah,
okay. That's right. Not my third favorite.
I just want to make sure that I was. Keeping,
you know how many
I,
best friends he has?
Yeah, you know
all
yeah.
of them.
Right.
Everybody. Yeah. I have all of them. Yeah, you're welcome.
You're such a sweet man, Barger.
Man, I'm telling you.